gracias.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Falls Church, Virginia. Hello.
Hi, Larry. There's a couple guys here in Washington, Don and Mike, who play a tape of you getting asked about journalism by somebody, and you think he's talking about medical school. Do you remember that?
No.
Do you ever listen? Have you ever heard Don and Mike?
I never get to hear them. They were on the morning. They're on the afternoon. And I never get to hear them. We took over their show one day. I went, in fact, the day before the heart attack, we went and took over their program one morning and totally destroyed them. But you could doctor tapes.
The Don and Mike Show.
Rude, thoughtless little pigs. Don and Mike.
Okay, this is the anniversary for Don and Mike, and after it's taped, give it to Andrea, and she'll phone and say she's got it, okay? Hi, it's Larry King in Washington. So proud of the fact that Don and Mike have reached their 8th anniversary. Pleasure to welcome you aboard. Happy new organization. Happy anniversary, guys. And you're both... I was going to say you're both terrific, but...
Right.
What the bleep happened here?
Why do you favor rape?
I like rape.
Stuck inside these four walls.
Foo Fighters. Doo 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 doo.
Yes, we're going to spin the wheel of Larry here.
Oh, very good.
Ah, good.
We have not gotten to Larry with Jerry.
Right.
Also, Larry with transgenders.
He's very uncomfortable.
And Larry with animals. But it's mainly the Larry with Jerry thing, especially since our dreams were answered in America. Made American Gangster the number one movie. That's and right. Showed Seinfeld what we think of B-Movie.
B-Movie did not beat American Gangster.
P-U. Foist, we never mentioned this. Patriots complain about crowd noise.
Mm-hmm. Did they get one with bigger print?
Look at that.
Hey,
can read from halfway across
hey
the room.
Hey there, boy.
Sure, boy.
Yeah, there.
All right, so the Patriots, who cheated everything. Mm-hmm. And it's okay. If you're not cheating, you're not trying. Bob Kraft. Great seeing him on TV yesterday, huh?
Hi, how are you?
I, of course, have my trademark blue button-down shirt, white collar, red power tie.
Go Patriots.
Is there anything feebler than one of a Robert Kraft high five up in the box?
High five.
It really looks like wet bread being thrown around.
I'm very excited.
And don't you like the moment like I do when he knows he's on TV?
Absolutely.
And he tries to... Joe Cool It.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
There I, yes, there we are. We're all on TV.
Yeah, I'm not going to be very old. Bob Kraft.
All right, so Bob Kraft, who just shouldn't be complaining about anything.
Right.
Says that the Colts were making fake crowd noise. That the Colts piped in crowd noise to make it more distracting. Robert Kraft approached the NFL's vice president of security. After the game...
Do you know who I am? I'm Bob Kraft.
He said he's angry. Now, the guy that he yelled at is the same person who got the videotape from the right. league office of them cheating.
Uh-huh.
Right. Let me see. I don't know how you measure levels of being deaf, but we couldn't hear anything out there. Fed Tom Brady.
Well, I understand also that after that, and now the Colts are upset about this, because when Bob Kraft approached the vice president of security for the NFL, he also slipped him a bag of baby marshmallows.
From Kraft.
You know, it is the holiday. And, yes. You can't, not, never too early to start thinking about those candied yams.
Those Kraft baby marshmallows.
A delightful taste concoction from Kraft.
You know, me thinks that the Patriots, even in a bye week, are going out of their way to do this us against them thing. It's like, okay, you won the game in Indianapolis. What's he going to do to fire them up this week for their bye week? Well, this week it's going to be, guess what? Well, they're all out to get us.
Yes, piping in crowd sounds.
I'm sure you heard the piped in sounds. And what if they were sounds like that?
Now, that's funny. And couldn't you get away with that? I mean, really. I mean, if you're playing goofy sound, I guess you have to stop. You have to stop all the sounds once the game starts. Right.
Now, that one would be good. How about this one, though? Never mind.
See the quarterback standing at midfield. Make it stop.
All right, so Patriots should just shut up about that.
Yeah.
They got nothing to complain about. Who are the unsexiest men in the world?
The Don and Mike Show.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Yes. Number one is Pete Doherty.
That's the guy that was with Amy Winehouse.
Correct. Oh. Ugh. Fuggly and fuggly.
Nasty-looking guy.
Followed uh-huh. by Wilmer Valderrama.
He was on that 70s show.
Right. He was Fez, right?
He played Fez.
Hey!
Then you have Simon Cowell.
Spy Report.
I disagree with that. I can't possibly disagree with that more.
Howard Stern.
Mm-hmm.
And Ben Stiller.
Well, Ben Stiller.
I'm on the Ben Stiller bandwagon.
You know, when you really, and I've been watching just too much of Something About Mary because it's on always. And when you really take a good look at him, when you look at him when he's walking out at the very last scene, he's walking out and he's crying, and you see him from the back, just look at that, and just look at the shape of his shoulders and his head.
Well, look from where he came.
He's, yeah, he comes from Jerry.
Yeah.
And Ann.
Ann Mira. Wow.
I forget he was squeezed out of there.
And dropped the O'Meara.
And I'm sure everybody has seen it. We've not talked about it. The Lance Armstrong, and which one of the Olsen twins is he dating now?
Mary-Kate, I think.
He was running the marathon yesterday.
Right.
The New York Marathon. And so was Katie Holmes. And I saw on the news today that they had Tom Cruise, a little baby there, mm-hmm. when they crossed the finish line. And then talk about looking goth and coked out and like she hadn't slept for 3 weeks. Whoever the Olsen chick it is.
Mary-Kate.
Oh, yeah.
That Lance Armstrong is dating. He gets done running this race, and he lays a lip lock on her. And I'm looking at it going.
So they really are the item now.
Ah!
You know, the age difference.
I found that to be extremely horrific.
Well, she is. It's not only the age difference, but it's also the way she looks.
Yeah.
I mean, she looks, she doesn't look like she's, what, 23, 24 years old?
He should be dating the fat one.
The fat one of the two.
She looks to me like a grown-up JonBenet Ramsey.
The third one, not the twin, Mindy Olsen.
Ah! Hey, watch it or her dad, Merlin, is going to get super pissed at you.
Merlin Olsen. And what does the matriarch say, Mrs.?
She's great.
Mrs. Olsen. Hello, Mrs. Olsen.
But seriously.
And the dad's not around. If you don't have your father around, you're not going to have any guidance. Johnny's dead.
I'm one down. Seriously, though, what are you thinking? I know that you had testicular cancer and everything,
mm-hmm.
but did it make you crazy in the head?
Batsa and the gugutsa?
I mean, okay, so you dumped the wife mm-hmm. that stood by you during the cancer. Yeah, okay. You got Sheryl Crow.
Sheryl Crow was a nice fit. They were kind of a dream couple.
Made sense.
But then you go from your wife to Sheryl Crow to one of the Olsen twins all hagged out?
He I think, owes his public, an explanation. But I think he's probably going to have to eat a lot of crow.
Did already.
That is not an appropriate joke because they're not together. They're not together. That was a joke for the previous relationship.
Maybe he had to eat too much crow.
He ate too much crow. You're going to have to eat crow there, boy.
Yeah, boy.
Sure, I spent time with her, boy. But all I did was eat crow. Constantly.
Every day.
She made me eat crow.
Man can only take so much.
After a while, I was counting it. Counting crows.
Counting crows.
Counting crows.
Oh, God. Well, how old, what is the age difference? Because, you know, I'm sensitive about
this
subject.
The Olsons are 21, I think, and Lance Armstrong has to be probably younger than us. I'm just going to say below 50.
Below 50? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Any idea? Are you looking something up, Buzz?
I was going to check on those, yeah.
He's been after her ever since New York Minute came out.
New York Minute was their highly unsuccessful film debut,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. With Eugene Levy.
Mm-hmm.
It was an erotic thriller.
Yes, and it all centered around Eugene Levy. Levy.
Eugene.
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 Hello, Eugene.
You find out that info, Buzz?
I'm checking now.
Go to inappropriaterelationships.com.
.com, right.
Well, here, now, may I just say something? May I say this about that? That you've got the age difference, which I'm aware of the slings and daggers.
I thought he sucked.
Thank you, Carla, that get hurled upon a person when they date a person that's younger. But I'm happy to say that at least even at the outset of my relationship with Carla, she did not, resemble an Oompa Loompa. You know, I mean, when you look at Mary-Kate and Ashley, I mean, they're They're aren't they undersized? Yeah. I mean, they're really they're waif-like. Both
they almost
of them.
Look like troll dolls.
Yes.
On crack.
Yeah, and they're just emaciated.
They're way too skinny.
Right.
They got the owl eyes. They got the anus eyes.
I don't know why this has stayed with me for all these years, but Steve Guttenberg did a switcheroo twins movie with them when they were little.
Right.
And they asked Steve Guttenberg how he could tell them apart, and he said because one smells more like tuna and the other like salmon.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Kind of a dig. Yeah, that once you're on the bad side of Steve Guttenberg,
yeah,
who wants to be there?
Don't look back, boy.
Boy.
Sure, dear, boy. Sure, boy. I was eating crow all weekend, boy.
Lance is 36. Ashley is, Mary-Kate, rather, is 21. I guess they both would be.
15, boy.
He's 36?
That's what it says here.
That's all. Seems to me he should be way older.
Yeah. So that what's the age difference? 15 years?
15 years.
Mm-hmm. That's disgusting.
What's your age difference?
I don't remember.
Come on, you're 48, and Carlos, how old?
26.
22 years.
27. She's 27.
Make your mind up.
It's 21. 21.
21.
Yeah, boy.
And hello. I've never been happier.
Hey, guys.
Sure there, boy.
Sure there.
Everybody's walking the tight wire today, boy.
Amen.
Everybody talking about their girlfriends, boy.
Wow.
Or their wives.
Right.
Their boy.
And, of course, we've been together 4 years. When we started, it was a 25-year age difference.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, did you guys notice who was
That's
taking the photographs at the marathon yesterday?
No, who's that?
Jimmy Olsen.
Okay. That's a good one.
Superman's pal. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Radio dogs, what's
Hi.
Going on?
What's happening?
Hey, you know, of all the professional athletes that you would think would go spreading his seed around, you would figure like a quarterback like Lance Armstrong.
Mm-hmm.
But listen, Lance Armstrong has definitely got poontang appeal. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt about it. I mean, look at him. He's if you're a woman, you look at him and you go, I'm gonna sound terribly gay here, boy, but I'll say it. He's a good looking man.
Think about his thighs. About his thighs with all that bicycling.
Right, stop thinking about it.
He beat cancer of the ball.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Don't you think that would motivate you more to spread it around a little bit, you know, if you made it through that debacle?
Maybe the well is dry.
Yeah, boy.
Maybe after that procedure, he doesn't care.
Sure, boy.
He doesn't even have to bag it.
Be safe with me, Ocean Twins. Sure, boy.
But I mean, you know, when here's the reason.
Sure, there, boy.
You've got Sheryl Crow, who I think is a hell of a lot hotter.
Spent the weekend eating crow. Eating crow.
She's much hotter, especially. Yeah. Didn't she get herself into shape when she got together with Lance Armstrong?
What a weekend I really put my step in it and eat crow all weekend.
Crow.
My jaw is killing me.
Speaking of crow, Donna Mike Studios, check out at Trees. They're all over the place.
Sure there, boy.
Yeah, there, boy. We
sure
went outside,
there.
Looked at the, you know, we have a street light, a black street light outside here, and we are basically taking a poll as to how long before it will be completely white with bird droppings.
Right. Sure. Eating crow. All weekend long.
Sure there.
Except that my eyeballs and crow.
All the time.
My mouth full of crow.
Morning, noon, and night eating crow.
All weekend. I taste crow.
Crow.
Look, muscle? Look, I got crow in my teeth.
Only time I don't mind eating the crow is for breakfast. Breakfast.
Why do you eat crow? Well, we're all over Larry, and I think we'll spin the wheel when we come back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Get it.
We got the Sure Boy, Larry and Jerry, and like I said, Larry and the transgenders, mm-hmm. and Larry and animals. But mainly Larry and Jerry, especially since America has spoken their boy.
Right.
And said that movie there is not the number one movie. I saw a rerun of this the Larry King, the Jerry Seinfeld thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, Rob, I don't know if you have the audio to go with this. I saw one ridiculous part where they have Larry King dressed up in a bee outfit.
Got it, yeah.
Like the outfit that Jerry Seinfeld wore at the Cannes Film Festival. Uh-huh. And it's Jeffrey Katzenberg,
yes,
who's walking up to Larry. Now, Jeffrey Katzenberg is driving a Volkswagen that is painted yellow.
Mm-hmm.
And he walks up to Larry and says, Jerry really wants us to promote his movie.
B-movie.
And it's a close shot of Larry's face. And Larry says, but what can I do? And then as the shot backs up, you see they're both wearing B costumes. Seriously, wearing B costumes. And then it's Larry King. This is actually pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
Larry King walking down the street in a blue suit, and he says, go see B-movie. Now showing.
Yeah, they made that playlet, and it is actually the same B costume that Jerry had to wear at Cannes. Larry complains about how much the head weighed.
Of course, his neck.
It's heavy, right?
His pencil neck.
No shoulders to hold it up.
Shoulders are touching. I can't support the head.
We're here with our guest tonight, Lance Armstrong. Lance, what's it like eating crow?
Did you get tired of it?
We're here with President Clinton. Boy, you had it in a sling back in the day. Did you ever eat crow?
I never had the chance, Larry. I always wanted to, though. Yes, sir.
We're talking eating crow.
Every day is a winding road. I'll eat that crow.
I guess Bill Clinton and Lance Armstrong, the only two men I know that have eaten crow.
I'll tell you, I respect this man. I do. So you think if I got sick in my left one, I'd be able to get more? Thank you, Lance, a lot.
I've just been told this is a double entendre, this eating crow thing.
Eating crow. I know what you're talking about, though.
I thought it was like the Heckle and Jekyll thing there. Uh-huh. All I know is the guys and I, we're in the break. We're talking. We don't even know that we're still on the air. Did anybody tell us that we're back on the air?
Who's your agent? He's vigorous. Not vigorous.
Yeah, boy. Sure, boy.
You can say that again.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.